Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today, you know what it is. It is what? Wednesday. It's a wrap Wednesday. So what are you wrapping up this Wednesday for November 2020? November the 11th, 2020. Now, we are coming to terms with our new president-elect, Joe Biden, and our new vice president, elect Kamala Harris. So what are your plans? What are you wrapping up for this year for November? We have Thanksgiving coming up. We also have December coming up, which is Christmas. Hello. So we got a lot to be considering right now. Now, there are a lot of people due to COVID that are not in their homes. There are a lot of people that are not in the place where they were before this thing started, and we want to reach out and to help them. There are food banks. There are ways for you to give. There are ways for you to donate so people can get some help. So we're going to have to be help one to another now, because sometimes you just can't depend on the government. I'm so sorry. And we experienced that with this administration, so it's a wrap for y'all. And it's a wrap for us not taking care of one another. This is one of the best things for you to do, okay? And if you're not sure about that, sit out. I can guarantee you, you'll get more out of it than the person who actually got something from it, because it does your heart good. So it's a wrap for selfishness. It's a wrap for food insecurity. It's a wrap for that. So, actually eating the right foods. That is very important. So when you are on set and when you have your staff on set, it is vitally important to make sure that they eat well while they're working. If not, you could be in a lot of trouble, because hangry on set is not good, people. Hangry in general is not good. And if you don't know what hangry is hungry and angry at the same time. And we all do it. And the older you get, the less tolerant you are of not having a meal when you need to have a meal. Your body just says, oh no, it's a timeout. I need to sit down. I need to do something right now. I need nourishment. Trust me. And especially if you have any health issues, that definitely will be the case. So let me educate you on treating your set well, meaning treating your crew well. There are some people that have vegan trucks. There are some people that may have soul food trucks. There are some people that have custom catered trucks and gourmet chefs and restaurants that may do work and for them during their filming season. And that is vital, because your hub is going to hub around the food as they keep working. Let them graze as much as they want to, because it keeps them happy. Sometimes when they can't figure something out and they have something tasty in their mouth, hey, they can work that problem out, whether it's lighting on set, whether it's having an issue with props or makeup, whatever the case is, it's best to keep them happy. And so I always suggest an option that is vegan, vegetarian, and meat eaters or carnivores. So if you can, just make sure you have that on set. So it's a wrap for not feeding your crew and thinking you're going to keep your crew. Even Spike Lee says so. All right. Now, moving on to the next segment. The next segment we have is what? Okay, it is Mind Your Business Weekly. And we're going to talk about minding your business, meaning getting yourself prepared for the end of the year, your quarterly upticks. Now, that should be every 3 months to keep up with what you have going on, your set budget, what you budget out for your film crew, the expenses that come with that. There are things where you can go to EP, you can download that. You can even take free classes at EP on how to budget for your film set, and I'm going to definitely suggest that. That's one of the best things you can do is to learn exactly what you need and actually get certified for it through EP. That's Entertainment Partners. Those are the ones that handle the money. And if you've worked on set, you already know that they are the ones who will cut you your check. Okay, people? So it would behoove you to take up any classes that you may need, especially if you're a student and you don't know what all entails. You have this big, grandiose view of what you want to do. But then when it comes down to actually producing the movie, that is what makes the difference. If you don't have the money to put your money where your mouth is, if you don't have that, then you may be a little in trouble, unless you're extremely creative and you can make some things happen and make it happen in a way that is so extraordinary that regardless of your budget, your creativity shines. For the rest of us, we're going to need that money. We're going to need that budget. So I am going to suggest learning those classes so you'll know exactly what you need for your film production. Production is key to everything you do. Without production, there is no film. And without production and film, there is no manuscript. And in order to produce, you need real estate, which is what we call the script. So directors and writers, if you're not one in the same, get that done, because once your vision is on paper, you're going to need what? Production. And production is how you're going to make your dreams come true. Trust me. Now, also, we're going to move on to who you're talking to Wednesday. We have some amazing upcoming guests for the mid and end of November and all of December. I can't wait for you all to tune in. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm so stoked for you all to be a part of that, to wrap up the year of 2020 with us. And you may be able to see us virtually, so stay tuned, people. I can't wait for you to be there. So if you have any questions, always feel free to call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And we got you here on CMS Network. Hello. Stay tuned, people. And until next time, I want you to do what? Be great.